This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Hey, hey, beautiful day. As we enter a new chapter with episode 445 today and a new reader, today we have Gia. She and her sister Aurora read about 200 episodes ago. Let's check in with Gia. So how are you, Gia?
Good.
Where do you live? Where do you live? I forget.
Jefferson Township, Pennsylvania.
And how old are you now?
5.
5 years old, Gia. And what grade are you in?
I'm in kindergarten.
Oh, how do you like kindergarten?
Good.
What's kind of one of the most fun parts of kindergarten?
Having gym.
Do you have any special activities in gym that you really enjoy doing?
I like blob tag.
You like what tag?
Blob tag. B-L-O-B.
Oh, that's why I didn't get it, because I never heard of it before. Blob tag?
Yes.
How do you play blob tag?
Well, there's one person that's it, and they get 2 noodles, and then if they touch one of the people, then they have to hold the person's hand, and then the person who is it has to give them the noodle, because only the outside people can have the noodle.
Okay, so are there 2 noodles, one on each end?
Yeah.
And so what happens is the line keeps getting longer and longer, is that right?
Yeah.
And it makes like a blob.
Yeah.
And so you have this group of people all holding hands, all running around.
Yeah. Sometimes you lose some people and then we have to wait for them to come back.
Because the blob gets like broken in half or something.
Yeah.
I get it. That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, thank you for explaining blob tag to me. Thank you very much. So what are we reading today, Gia?
John chapter 17.
And the verses?
Verses 1 through 5.
Phenomena. Let's get started.
Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
Thank you, Gia. Very nice. Before Jesus was arrested and crucified, he prayed to his Father for his disciples. He prayed that they may have eternal life. And here's an interesting thing. He didn't say that eternal life is a long, long time in heaven, which is what a lot of people think when they think about eternal life. He said that eternal life was to know God the Father and Jesus. That's eternal life. I read about different saints who knew Jesus, and they knew Jesus in the same way that we can know Jesus. They read the Bible. They went to church. They prayed. They were loving. The presence of Jesus was always with them. They knew Jesus. They knew that God was with them, and they had no fears because they felt God's love with them always. That is eternal life. Knowing God, being with God, experiencing His love, and loving others. This is what eternal life is, and what the kingdom of heaven will be like too. So thank you, Gia, for reading and starting us off with John chapter 17. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Quarry. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.